This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
From an undisclosed broadcasting location.
This is a test. For the next 60 seconds, this station will conduct a test of the emergency broadcast system.
America, here comes the relief from the pain. Unapologetically, this is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
Hour number two. This is Lock and Load. Joining me now from somewhere deep in the heart of Florida as well is investigative reporter Lee Williams. Good afternoon, sir.
Good afternoon. How you doing, sir?
I'm just trying to cope. I know
I'm trying not to get attacked by acorns.
Yeah, that's bad. I saw that. Where was this, a cop in Florida that this happened to?
It was a deputy with the Okaloosa County Sheriff's Office.
Yeah, you better tell that story. That's a how tragic is it? I just heard he got dismissed.
No, he resigned, which I'm sure was done in lieu of getting his butt fired.
Right.
He's in Okaloosa County, which is up in the Panhandle, just east of Pensacola, maybe 50 miles, Fort Walton Beach area. And this young deputy goes up to a domestic, and long story short, he's made an arrest, and he's got a guy handcuffed, searched, unarmed, in the back of his patrol vehicle, his squad car. For some reason, he's walking up to take care of some more business, and he believes that he's under fire. He's screaming on his radio, shots fired, shots fired, shots fired. And then he withdraws his handgun, and he shoots the hell out of his squad car from the back. I mean, he basically does a mag dump. And he's screaming, I'm hit, shots fired, I'm hit. And he dumps through one magazine and then kind of lays there, doesn't reload right away. I think there's probably some weirdness going on in his mind. Says he's been shot in the vest, gets up. Of course, you know, you say things on the police radio like shots fired, I've been hit, the whole world gets there, right?
Right.
Trust me, I know that. Long story short, nobody shot him. Thank God. His partner cuts loose, too, at the squad car. Kind of a reflex, I guess.
Right.
So you got two guys blazing away at a police car. Luckily, the guy in back was not hit. It is like a miracle how he didn't get hit or worse. Long story short, they take him through it. He's never been shot. He's not shot. There's nothing in his vest, nothing, no wounds. IA is walking through the thing, and they hear on the video an acorn fell from great distance and landed on the top of his squad car. Made a little pop. I'm sure you've heard it.
Right.
And that was the fire that he believed that somebody was shooting at him.
Well,
he has since resigned.
How new is he?
One step, I don't know. I'm sure one step in front of getting fired. But, you know, I've seen this in law enforcement. Guys will just get a little too wound up.
Right.
I don't know what the hiring practices are in Okaloosa County. But I'm surprised he made it through whatever academy they have and whatever field training they offer, because that's pretty ate up. That's when the acorns are dropping it and you shoot and kill your own police car, not a good thing.
Very rarely is it a good thing.
Yeah.
Very rarely is that a good thing. I don't know. I do this thing here regularly where the first responders and the veterans come, and I do a remote for them, and I feed them and everything. And I look at these kids, and I can tell by their uniform how long they've been doing it, right? Because some of these guys have their vest, their holster, it's seen a little bit of wear, right? And I sit there and I think to myself, and I try to manifest what they may or may not go through from time to time. And that's where, when you take some of that stuff into consideration, you realize that these guys have really got to be, they've got to be able to hold their nerve really well, don't they, when they're going out?
Oh, yeah.
They're by themselves. I mean, he had a partner, and he couldn't hold his nerve.
I mean, the only thing that I've ever seen that comes close is an officer. This is quite a while ago. And let me just say, it is a suburb of Kansas City.
Right.
On duty, decides he's going to do a little target practice.
Right.
So he drives out into a secluded area of this jurisdiction, puts up a target and shoots at it, 10, 15 times. Gets back to his patrol car, and some of the rounds had gone through the target and into his patrol car.
Oh, wow.
So what does he do? I mean, right there he's looking at maybe a week off without pay and, repair to the patrol car. He starts screaming on the radio how he's under fire. And, of course, the whole world shows up. And long story short, his sergeant at some point said, determined what had happened, thanked everybody on behalf of the agency, apologized to everybody on behalf of the agency. And a young man, I do believe, is no longer in law enforcement. So, yeah, I mean, this is the weirdest one I've seen, the acorn attack. So, your listeners need to be wary of falling acorns and not respond with deadly force.
Falling acorns on a tin roof sound like, so they're not gunshots. They shouldn't be confused with gunshots because gunshots also have a little concussion going with them. But for somebody who's on edge, I can imagine where that might would trigger them.
Did he
not pat the guy down before he hooked him and stuck him in the back of his car?
I assume he did. I think he's ready for the rubber gun squad, I really do. That's just the weirdest thing I have seen in quite a while.
It's near.
Anyway, I have a question for you.
Okay.
We're hearing down here in Florida that your constitutional carry in South Carolina may be having some issues, maybe a little bit of infighting over open carry. Is that true, or where are you guys at?
So I don't really know where they are at. So what they had was the House sent a passed bill up to the Senate, where normally for years and years and years and years, it has gone up there and it has gone up there to die. And it has. So this time they passed it out. But this time when they passed it out, with something they call Amendment 36, which Amendment 36 stated that if you break the law and you have a permit and you've gone through the stuff to get a permit, you do not pay as big a price for breaking that law as if you're just permitless carrying and you haven't taken the class.
Okay.
Which is sort of backwards to me because I would think that if you've taken the class, you know better, right? But they put that in there. They've made the training that goes along with the permitless concealed carry permit. They've made that free, and it's available in each county twice a month for free. And they also exempted themselves in the Senate from all of this stuff. So for a lot of people down here, that has caused a few issues. So the House has gotten in there, and they have basically said, we're not going to, there's just no way, that this is the compromised carry bill, and this is not what we're going to pass. So now they're trying to come up with they're going to pass another version of the bill and send it back to the Senate and see what they get out of that. And I don't know where I would put it right now. I can tell you the common denominators about it that I see in the next segment if you would like. I'd be happy to do that. We're coming up on the first break. Lee is the investigative reporter, the sole investigative reporter for Second Amendment Foundation, SAF.org. He's also at armedamericannews.com, the collaboration between he and Mark Walters of Armed American Radio. And all of his stuff starts out in what is turning out to be the most dangerous blog site out there, Substack, the dgunwriter.substack.com. So, lots of ways to find what Lee does. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. We'll be right back. Mike's Tactical, we are all shooters with a very simple mission. Make the best product we can perfect at the best possible price for our consumers. We strive to produce the best components and rifles available, with quality control second to none, because real-world events don't allow for a second chance. Whether you are an operator, competitor, or home defender, Spikes Tactical will serve you well. Go to SpikesTactical.com. Spikes Tactical, 100% American-made to the highest standard. What's in a name? If that name is Ace Firearms, you've just entered a very expensive business. First, a fully appointed gun shop with all the guns, ammo, and accessories you could possibly imagine. But then you enter the manufacturing facility that is home to Red Alligator Concealment, Militia Arms Customs, and so much more. Ace Firearms is beyond a simple gun shop. This is a totally peerless operation. To find out more, go to acefirearms.com. Ace Firearms. This is only the beginning.
Are you paying too much for term life insurance? There's a tremendous price war among the major term life companies. Rates have dropped dramatically in the past 2 years. For example, a man age 45 non-tobacco user, $1 million of coverage is only $75 per month, level for the next 10 years. Or a man age 50 non-tobacco user can buy $500,000 of coverage for a monthly premium of only $110. Guaranteed not to change for the next 20 years. That's right, level rates for 20 years. And if you're a smoker, we have great rates for you as well. At the Term Lifeline, we specialize in policies of $500,000 and above. So if you're looking for new or replacement term life insurance, call right now for a free quote.
Rates and availability may vary by state. Sample rate quotes are based on preferred non-tobacco underwriting exam required to qualify.
800-430-1891. 800-430-1891. 800-430-1891. That's 800-430-1891.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
February is Heart Month, and every year, Extendivite has a sale. This year is no different. Extendivite is regularly $69.95 plus shipping and handling for a 2 month supply. In February, Extendivite is only $57.50 for a 2 month supply plus shipping and handling. Extendivite is a combination of garlic, cayenne, hawthorn, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, valerian, and milk thistle. These ingredients work synergistically to improve your overall health. So don't delay. Join the Extendivite family today. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
And welcome back. This is Lock and Load, and I'm talking with Lee Williams, investigative reporter, and we were just talking about South Carolina permitless carry. And here's another thing that happened, though, that I found quite interesting. Now, are you aware of the story about what happened in North Carolina last year?
Vaguely. You know, I look at 50 states, and if I'm not writing about it, it'll slip my mind.
So Paul Vallone of Grassroots North Carolina, he had what he called the imperfect permitless carry bill, but he was looking at it as the glass half full. And he's trying to get it passed, and at the 11th hour, it was about to get voted on, the NRA swoops in and says, this is not a perfect bill, and we're not going to support it. So then it died. Simply died.
Right. Kiss of death.
Kiss of death, and they won't be able to take it up again until 2025. So for people like Paul Vallone, when he sees this coming, his advice when I was calling him and asking him, and I have no sway over this, I call some of these guys, what had happened down here is that the NRA got out there and told the members of the House. Now, yes, I'm fully aware of the stupidity of Amendment 36 coming out of the Senate. However, it is a foundation on which we've got something on the books, we can work with this. This means you just don't get to stop working here. This is something you're going to have to fix. We understand that. You understand that. Let's go.
Absolutely.
Well, NRA tells the House that if they concur with the Senate bill, that they're going to rank them all.
Oh, no. A scored vote.
Yes. And I'm sitting back there and I'm going, did you ask the NRA guy what kind of rank they gave John Cornyn?
I hope it was enough.
Well, it should have been, but I mean, the thing is, right now, today, in this particular world that we live in at this particular moment, I look at the NRA and I'm sort of thinking, irrelevant. I mean, any day now, they're going to have a judgment come down, and what they're going to look like is going to be completely different from what they look like today.
And I couldn't agree more. I do take issue with one of your statements, though, where you said you have no sway. I know you're just a humble purveyor of truth, like me.
Yeah.
But I think you do have a lot of sway in this because you are a homeboy with access to two turntables and a microphone, and you could help. So I wish you well. I mean, so is it dead? Are they just badmintoning it?
No. Well, they're badminting it right now. I think they're trying to figure out what they're going to do because we have one group here called Palmetto Gun Rights, which the interesting thing is I didn't know they existed. And I've lived in this state, except for the time I was in the military, I've lived in this state in my entire life. I've been in the gun Second Amendment advocacy since 2012, and I didn't know these guys existed.
Odd.
In my home state, because I've been like, we need a grassroots North Carolina, we need a Florida carry, we need something like that, which I do. But we have Palmetto Gun Rights, and they're coming in and saying this is not a perfect bill either. So we got all these guys and all of these politicians being, let's see, NRA is going to slam me if I do this. Palmetto Gun Rights is not going to like me. And I'm telling some of them, I'm like, do you think that you got elected to sit out here and try to please everybody? Do you think that's a possibility at all? Are you going to please everybody?
Never happened.
No. Definitely not in politics. Everybody in politics has got an axe to grind over politics. So right now, today, as I'm looking at it, I don't know where it sits. I have spoken with a few people. I haven't spoken with them lately because, quite honestly, I see a win that came out when they passed it out of the Senate, as imperfect as it is, right? That's the first time they've ever done it. And instead of jumping on it, now they're going, oh, this isn't a perfect bill. So, I don't, and all of the grassroots, quote unquote, grassroots people that are out here saying, oh, it's not a perfect bill either. And the NRA people say, no, it's not a perfect bill. And I'm just sitting here going, it's a bill that is possible. It is not constitutional carry, but it is consequential that we have it.
Right.
So, and as far as the rest of it is concerned, when they were telling me this about Amendment 36, I was like, listen, dude, if I break the law with a gun, it should not matter if I have a permit or not.
No.
You should be throwing the book at me. Breaking the law with a gun, if you're going to get out there and the semantics are, well, if you're permitless carrying, you'd face a stiffer penalty than if you were concealed carry permitting. I think you probably got other issues going on there besides all that stuff. That'd be one of those things that would be actionable in a court of law, would be my thought. But, what do I know? Anyway.
Well, there's no such thing as a perfect bill. I mean, in Florida, we passed unlicensed carry last session.
Right.
And it does not allow us to carry openly. We cannot carry a firearm exposed to the public. So Florida Carry supported it. GOA supported it. NRA supported it and played a big role in getting it to happen. And we all, swore that we're going to try and get open carry this session. The enemy of good is perfect is the enemy of good. But even though we have Republican super majorities here in the House and Senate.
Right.
Open carry is dead this session because our Senate president and our Speaker of the House decided it so. So, yeah, I mean, and now we're working like the Dickens to try and get open carry passed. But at least our members and Floridians and visitors could come here and carry a pistol concealed without having to bend a knee and beg permission from the government to sell them back their constitutional rights. I hope you get it through, at least get something on there, because it's a hell of a lot easier to update it than it is to get the whole damn thing.
Ah, well, you know, I have been preaching that one, and that one just falls on deaf ears. Everybody's out there. Well, and the thing that bugs me the most is they're like, well, I'll be primaried. And with some of them, you know, I've known these guys for a little bit of time, you know, a decade or so. And I'm like, I thought you were a Tea Partier. I thought you were for term limits. And here you are worried about your, I guess things change when you get in office, huh?
Yeah, you get issued a different pair of rose-colored glasses.
Yeah.
Oh, that's sad. I hope you can get something through.
We'll see.
We need you to be number 28.
I want
to 50.
But see, here's the other problem. We should have been number 8. We should have been number 18.
I know.
And
in South Carolina.
Yeah. Well, Nikki Haley was our governor at one time.
Yeah, there's something in the water.
Yeah. So, anyway, that's you know, that's what's going on with that. I don't know where it's going. I have my permit. I will keep my permit because, you know, with the permit, I don't have to go through a background check. I don't, you know, I'm good to go to other states that have reciprocity with a concealed carry permit, unless they have permitless carry. So I'm still covered fairly well. But anyway, we're coming up on the next break, and we'll get back on track on what Mr. Williams is seeing out there. You can find some of the stuff that he does by subscribing to thegunrider.substack.com. Then everything that begins his life that's making the cycle out there with Lee, and Lee, when Lee puts a story out, it stays in the news for a while because it gets reprinted everywhere. You'd be the first to know if you sign up at thegunrider.substack.com. Also, armedamericannews.com, and also he is the lone investigative reporter at the Second Amendment Foundation, saf.org. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
At Staccato, we know there's no such thing as a fair fight, and we bring the unfair advantage that is the 2011 platform.
Dominate.
At Staccato, we know the most important gun you own is the one that you're carrying when you're facing that threat to life and freedom.
Win.
We want you to enter that objective confident that you are carrying the best gun in a gunfight. No compromise. No sacrifice. Staccato2011.com. Stand ready to face down the darkness with 2011.
At Chambers Custom, we have one job. We strive to build the most obsessively reliable, accurate, and beautiful pistols for the discriminating gun owner. Fusing the ageless 1911 design with a 21st century approach to each part and component, Chambers Custom meticulously begins each pistol as a standalone project, creating a bespoke, handcrafted, peerless firearm. They integrate all of the internal, external, and intrinsic elements that make a custom 1911 unique. Go to ChambersCustom.com. Chambers Custom, truly the mechanical advantage.
USA News Update. A verdict has been handed down in the civil fraud trial in New York City involving former President Trump. The ruling says Trump must pay in excess of $350 million. It also imposes a 3-year ban on his business activities within New York State. A former FBI informant faces charges for allegedly lying about President Biden's involvement in his son Hunter's foreign business dealings. President Biden confirmed the ex-informant's falsehoods and urged House Republicans to drop their impeachment inquiry. The indictment is a setback for House Republicans who have used Alexander Smirnov's allegations in their push to impeach the president. Egypt is reportedly building a refugee camp near the Gaza border in anticipation of potential conflict if Israel attacks the southern city of Rafah. Sources indicate to Reuters that an area is being readied near Gaza with basic facilities to shelter Palestinians. John Schaefer, USA News.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue the mountain. Okay, 25,000 cheering extras.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Welcome back. I'm talking to investigative reporter Lee Williams. Been telling him my tale of woe. Maybe he'll pick me up out of my doldrums now.
I can. We've got fear and loathing. Fear and loathing going on at the Supreme Court.
Tell me about it.
Second Amendment Foundation and everybody else. And by everybody else, I mean Firearms Policy Coalition, Gun Owners of America, National Association for Gun Rights, and even just the other day, NRA. Are pushing the Supreme Court to review the Illinois assault weapon ban and the standard capacity magazine ban. We're all seeking a writ of certiorari in the case Harrell v. Raul, thinking that, you know, I mean, when you go to the Supreme Court, you got to have the right case. And everybody, the conventional wisdom right now is looking at Illinois' assault weapon ban and standard capacity magazine ban as the one to go to the Supreme Court. Because if the Supreme Court rules that, yeah, you can't ban firearms for people just based on their zip code, which they are right now,
right,
depending on where you live, that this would be the case to invalidate all of the other, quote-unquote, assault weapon bans and standard capacity magazine bans that are in the country. So it's huge. It is a big push. It's as Alan Gottlieb, our executive vice president and founder of the Second Amendment Foundation, pointed out, Illinois' bans violate not only the 2008 Heller ruling, but, of course, the 2022 Bruin decision. And because these guys are not going to be able to find a founding-era law that bans a certain type of firearm. It's indisputable. So we're thinking that this will be the one to go. I don't think even the Supremes can ignore all of us. I love the fact that we're all pushing on the same page here. We're all rowing in the same direction. And I don't care which pro-gun organization you join. Join one of them. Join all of them. Join your state-level groups. And California even has county-level pro-gun groups. Join as many as your pocketbook will allow.
Right.
Meanwhile, the other team, the Biden-Harris administration, is pushing the Supreme Court to review one of the cases they lost. Solicitor General's office for Biden just asked the Supreme Court to hear Garland v. Vanderstock, which concerns the ATF's homemade firearm rules, which they, of course, call ghost guns. You'll recall that the U.S. Court of Appeals for the Fifth Circuit spanked the ATF hard, telling them they couldn't regulate unfinished, that's a big word here, frames and receivers, because they are not actually frames or receivers. But as the good judge Andrew Oldham put it, they're unformed, unfinished pieces of metal. So they got spanked hard. I have put two. Have you ever put one together? I got two from 80% Arms, two Glock clones.
I have two that are poly 80, but I did not do them myself because I don't want to blow my hand up.
You won't. Trust me. The instruction that you can get on their website, the videos that you can get on YouTube, and the way that the jig comes that you put the unfinished frame into, it only exposes, I mean, it tells you right where to drill, and it tells you the plastic that you got to grind off. So you'd be really hard-pressed to try and screw it up. It's really easy. And the feeling of accomplishment you get that when you're done and you put it all together, and I had to watch a couple videos on to teach me how to put the entire Glock together and all the innards. But the feeling of accomplishment you get to the when you take it to the range and it goes bang is worth it. And they're fun and they're cheap and you can really make a night end up with a real nice pistol. So I love the fact that while we're pushing them, while the home team here is pushing them to get rid of the assault weapon bans nationally and the standard capacity mag ban, the ATF and the Solicitor General's office went to them with their hat in hand, asking them to please, please, please give a win to the ATF so they can basically regulate unfinished, unformed pieces of metal.
Ah.
I love the way that judge put it.
Gotta have goals.
Yeah. And, you know, I think the Solicitor General's office under President Biden is going to be busy. Because if they want to appeal all of the ATF losses to the Supreme Court, they're going to have they'll be in the Supreme Court for quite a while. I mean, the ATF has not been doing well in these courts of appeals.
Well, I keep looking at all this stuff. The only thing that impresses me is that they just won't quit because they just keep coming back. And, I mean, I've actually talked to Alan Gottlieb about this, how they're going to start doing the same thing more than once. And
yeah.
I guess they're doing it because at some point they think they're just going to win, and if they just don't quit, that they'll win at some point, which is not – that's not untrue. I mean, if they – you know, given the right combination of things that get put in place, they that could very well be the case, so –
I think the justices, and I'm saying even some of the liberal justices, have to be somewhat angry that all of these states are completely ignoring them and their Bruin decision and their Heller decision. I mean, at some point, I don't care what your politics are, you got to end up getting a little pissed off that, you know, you passed this monumental bill and it's just being ignored. You know, unfortunately, the Supreme Court doesn't have a couple of motorized rifle battalions at the ready.
Well, you know, they could. I like talking about, like, looking at Hawaii, where right now they're out there saying, well, we joined the Union, but we were going by our Constitution that we had before we joined the Union.
Yeah, good luck with that.
Yeah.
Spirit of aloha.
They could be found in contempt. And I think it's going to take something like that, because if they find them in contempt, then they could theoretically, and I say theoretically, they could send the U.S. Marshals there and hook them up.
Oh, that would be lovely.
It would be funny, wouldn't it? I mean, it would be something that needs to happen, though. That's one of those things where you're getting out there going, this needs to happen today. But, I guess we'll see. But that's right now, the way it looks, the way some of these guys are doing some of these things. And maybe if they'd done something, do you think the problem is that they allowed the Bruin response laws to occur and they didn't get out there and find somebody in contempt of this?
Yeah. Yeah, this thing got away from them.
Yeah.
I like to call them post-Bruin tantrum laws.
Yeah, yeah.
And they, I mean, it's an organized process that all the information is coming out of the White House. By the way, next week I'll have a story breaking this news on who exactly in the White House, in their office of White House Office of Gun Violence Prevention.
Oh.
Yeah, we're going deep into that.
Oh.
And I got to tell you, it's interesting that all of these cities and all of these blue states are passing the same laws. Like, it's like they're under control. Coordinated, maybe. And, you know, they're all coming up with all of these ways that are very similar in ways to circumvent and violate the Constitution. It's as though somebody is, you know, maybe coordinating that, running that type of effort. And tell me that ain't criminal, bro.
Wouldn't that be called conspiracy?
Yeah.
I think so.
Exactly that.
I think it would be conspiracy. That's what I think it would be.
And these groups, like that one that may or may not be operating in the White House, they're not operating in the sunshine. No, this is behind closed doors.
Oh, yeah.
This is a star chamber of sorts.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Well, I saw something that came out the other day. I don't know how true it is. I looked at it. I want to ask you about this because this is also coming out of the Office of Gun Violence Prevention. We're coming up on the last break. Lee, of course, Lee writes in a lot of places, and then his stuff shows up in a lot of places that he doesn't write there, but they just reprint it because it's just that good. Starts at thesubstack.gunwriter.com. You can subscribe there and be first to know everything he's got going on. I am. Also, armedamericannews.com, that's the Mark Walters collaboration with Armed American Radio, and the Lone Second Amendment Foundation investigative reporter at saf.org. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Listens to radio at night. EMTs, truck drivers, law enforcement, and many other hardworking people just like you, buying products and services from companies just like yours. Many companies owe their success to radio. It's the engaging medium. Call 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's N-U-T-R-I Medical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Are you a business owner? Are you confused by the complexity of the tax laws? We can help. I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been helping business owners solve tax problems for over 40 years. My book, The Small Business Tax Guide, shows proven ways to avoid all the common business tax problems. Don't risk your business. Go to danpilla.com to order your copy. That's danpilla.com. Order now and get a free 15-minute call directly with me, a $99 value. Go to danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. and I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Do you know someone with a drug or alcohol problem? Get help now. Insurance may cover everything. Stop the drug and alcohol nightmare. Call 800-284-0523. Learn how through the Family Medical Leave Act, you can leave your job without losing your job. Locations everywhere. Get immediate help for drug and alcohol problems. Call now. 800-284-0523. 800-284-0523.
Welcome back. This is Lock and Load, talking to Lee Williams, investigative reporter. I saw something on Amaland the other day coming out of the Office of Gun Violence Prevention, where they're trying to do something where they coincide with Black History Month, where they're going to be targeting black communities. And I really want to know how this works, because this will be like a set of laws within a neighborhood that doesn't apply to the rest of everybody. The supposition I saw is they're going to be trying to get red flag orders in these areas. They're going to declare it a public health crisis, because that worked so well with the COVID thing. And they're going to do all these things in the name of protecting the people, because they've declared the public health crisis. You see that?
Yeah. I know the anti-gunners involved in that office, based on preliminary reporting. They created this office, and they staffed it with, I don't want to call them anti-gun advocates, I refer to them as radical anti-gun zealots, because that's what they are.
Okay.
And one of them comes from an organization that espouses that public health crisis crap.
Well,
that's ingrained in them.
Yeah. But it worked so well the last time. See, that's the thing. They're trying, and here's the problem I see with that. There's some health officials now, this whole idea of trying to frame it as a public health crisis. So not everybody in the medical profession plays that propaganda game. And they're a little concerned that something real is going to happen. It's not going to be like COVID, where COVID, you know, we were told in 2020 and 2021 that, you know, if a piano fell on you, you died due to COVID.
Right.
You know?
Right.
So, and everybody believed it. We believed that hundreds of thousands, if not millions, died. I'm still waiting on the forensic deep dive to show us about 70,000 probably died due to COVID. And they were all, you know, unfortunately elderly and had comorbidities and some other things going on that made it
complicated.
Yeah.
Complicating illnesses. Yeah.
Yeah. So we haven't seen that yet, but I'm almost certain that's out there. But in the interim, we're left with this idea that they believe the psychological operation that was COVID worked, and they think they learned something from it. So now they're trying to declare public health crises wherever they can.
Oh, well, the federal government should give them lots of money.
Yeah.
That's what they need. They need lots of money to investigate this and to get rid of this public health crisis. Mm. We should also close restaurants and small businesses. I think that would help, too.
Well, I don't know how that's going to work the next time around. I mean, around here, which we didn't have nearly the stupidity going on that was going around the rest of the country, we weren't as good as Florida. As a matter of fact, it varied from city to city. But
we did set the example. I remember my favorite restaurant was closed for about a week, and then everything came back thanks to Governor DeSantis.
Right. Well, I mean, in the beginning, when nobody knew what it was, I sort of understood the confusion as to what to do. But I'm almost certain, considering what some of the stuff that we're able to do now, some of the things we have and have at our disposal, I'm almost certain that they knew what it was before the first two-week lockdown to flatten the curve was done.
Yeah, I would agree. It was supposed to be 2 weeks. I keep forgetting that.
Yep.
I would agree. I mean, this thing killed the country, and it's hurt our economy, hurt the educational system. There were some students that are still trying to come back from that.
Yeah.
So anybody that espouses public health crisis for anything other than, let's say the bubonic plague, good luck with that, because you've just admitted in front of the world that you don't know what the hell you're doing. But yeah, I mean, there's still these anti-gun groups want it to be a public health crisis so they can get federal grants and money.
Well, I mean,
to study it and then to rectify it. It's not an illness. Guns are not an illness. They're not a sickness.
No, but one thing I have noticed, and I don't quite understand it, because like when I was a kid in high school, the last thing I was concerned with was my mental health. You know, it never occurred to me to be concerned with my mental health. But
I had something else on my mind too.
Yeah, of course. But the kids today, whenever I hear about like these rampage killings or something, or like what we just, I'm waiting to hear the ages of these guys in St. Louis, because were they in high school during the lockdown? Because the whole thing during that time, when they were lost all that socialization, which was sort of a relief valve for them, I'm pretty sure that those 2 years that they were taken out of that social setting probably damaged them, and they've probably been marinating since then.
Right. I mean, don't forget, Kansas City has a lot of different, I'm going to use the CNN euphemism here, a lot of different groups of youths running around.
Yes.
That I think were responsible for that shooting. You're talking about the Chiefs thing, the shooting in Kansas City? Yeah. A lot of different groups of youths in Kansas City, to put it in CNN parlance.
Well, I mean,
and I'm sure.
I heard there was three, so that's not a rampage killing. I've never heard of, you know, Dylan Klebold and Tom Klebold and Thomas or whatever their names were. That's the only time I've ever heard of a couple doing it, right? And beyond that, you know, most of the time it's sort of the lone wolf, the real true rampage killer. When I heard that, the first thing I thought was it's either terrorist incident or it's gang warfare.
Yeah, I would bet everything I own on warfare between two specific groups of you.
Yeah. Well, I heard that they had already discounted the whole terror thing, although I'm waiting on the terror thing to happen, to be honest with you, not because I want it to, but just because what we know that's inside the United States.
Well, and what concerns me most about that, I'm glad you went there, are the 20,000 or so Chinese military-age males.
Yeah.
What are they doing? And how easy? You can't emigrate from China without government permission.
You know,
the government had to bless all these guys coming over here and sneaking into our country.
In 1999, two Chinese Air Force colonels wrote a book called Unrestricted Warfare. And it was all focused on being in combat with the United States. And as far as they're concerned, they should fight us with whatever means is necessary to win by whatever means available. So, you know, we've in California, they've got some Chinese labs that are there that have multiple pathogens, including Ebola.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. And the thought process is that these guys here they won't get their weapons. They'll get weapons, they'll get grenades, but they don't know what they're going to go hit until it's time to go hit it. And that way they don't know, and they don't know about the other people either. So they have
no doubt.
Yeah.
No doubt they're still in contact with the Communist Party.
Yeah.
No doubt at all.
I'll probably get a Facebook Messenger message to let them know when it's time to get active. Who can tell?
TikTok. I'm guessing TikTok.
I didn't even think about TikTok. I'll have to look at that. I'll have to go looking and see who might be giving out the messages on TikTok. Anyway, all those things. But looking back into here domestically, like the Highland Park shooter, he was in his teens. Uvalde, he was a young fella. the guy in Buffalo, New York, he was a young man. You know, all these guys that were like 20 when they did their deed, they were in high school when they were locked down. And I'm just looking at those guys, and that's one common denominator I see amongst those boys that are doing that stuff. Audrey Hale, she's a little older, but she was, you know, she had body dysphoria. So I can't imagine why a female would want to be a man. Being a man can be hell sometimes. I just don't get
unless she's interested in professional sports.
Something, but then she's just going to get dusted.
Yeah.
I mean, she competes against other men, so, you know, unless you're that, what was that, the guy that is competing as woman in MMA, Fallon Fox. Yeah, that guy.
Yeah.
Yeah, let me break your skull for you. I'm a winner. I'm a winning girl. Anyway, this is quite the world we live in, Lee. This is quite the, we could do news with a little bit of tongue in cheek and everybody would think it was stand-up comedy. It's just so ridiculous.
I can't disagree.
And we're about to run out of time because this is the quickest hour in radio, as Lee calls it. And to find Lee, this is what you do. You go looking for him. First place to go, thegunwriter.substack.com. Subscribe. Because you'll be one of the first to know everything he does. From there, it may get out and it may go to armedamericannews.com, the collaboration with Mark Walters, Armed American Radio. From there, or maybe he'll just be doing a dedicated project. He is the lone investigative reporter at the Second Amendment Foundation's Investigative Reporter Project, which sounds really, really impressive until you realize that all of that material is being put out by one guy, one-man band. He's putting out all that material. So go check him out there at saf.org. Thank you for joining me today, sir.
My pleasure. It is the fastest hour in radio.
Hour number three is inbound. This is Lock and Load.
At MGS, we have what it takes to reinvent yourself. With a curriculum designed to balance work, family, and a gun repair education, MGS provides the gateway into one of the fastest-growing segments of the gun industry. Modern Gun School's mission is to provide high-quality distance education using time-tested materials and hands-on projects designed to develop a proficiency in both the technique and the business of gunsmithing. Go to mgs.edu. MGS Trade School. Your future is waiting.
Darren Tactical Innovations is the ultimate one-stop shop for all your competition, law enforcement, and military needs. Home of the Weapons of Wick. Now featuring the new Pit Viper. Darren is the one who trained the one, and he is Hollywood's go-to for taking the weapons and training to the next level. His legacy of championship wins spanning across decades is due to his uncompromising dedication to perfection. These innovations are now offered to you at DarrenTactical.com.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.